This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Norm Emmons. He's Bill Bunnell's craft fair coordinator. Welcome to the show, Norm.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Norm, our topic of conversation today will be the 6th annual Bill Bunnell Craft Fair and Flea Market that will be held on Saturday, May the 7th, about a week from the airing of this program. And before we start to talk about the craft fair and flea market, I thought maybe just take a moment here to talk a little bit about you and sort of your involvement. You've been the craft fair coordinator for the 6 years it's been held, and maybe you could tell us about that.
Well, when we first formed our group, we was thinking of some ways to get to have some funds, you know, some fundraisers and everything. And one of the thoughts was maybe we could have this craft fair and flea market. And we discussed it, and everybody thought it was might be a pretty good idea. And so we decided that we might try to do this the day before Mother's Day, and might be a good time to try to have this event. And so our group said, well, since we come up with the idea, maybe I would want to go ahead and try to put this thing together. And with the help, we all work on it. Our whole group works on it once we get going. I send out all the contracts and everything. I've learned quite a bit over several years of working with this thing. And we're very fortunate that we have a good portion of these folks come back every year, and then we always have new ones that come along with us, you know, that want to attend as vendors.
Well, I would think in 6 years, probably you've seen some growth. As you said, you learned some things. And I guess, too, as far as people, as they know it's coming up, it has got to be more popular as well.
You know, it seems like each year we've got we feel we're fortunate because each year there's a goodly portion of the vendors want to come back. So that kind of tells me that they're kind of happy with it, which makes us happy also. And then we always have a great another just kind of a sideline, but we have a great lunch that we put together for folks, and we have the local Randy's Market. They put together a barbecue and Italian beef, and we have a really good lunch for anybody that wants to come in, even if they're just passing by, you know. Plus get to see what kind of things that are there for sale that the vendors have.
The 6th annual Bill Bunnell Craft Fair and Flea Market, again, May 7th, and we're going to start on now the particulars of this event. And if you want to, go ahead. I'm sure there's some new things, and as you said, there's people who return. Just to tell us about what all is going to be there this year.
Well, some of the new ones are we got a group of hags with rags, and I believe that's like homemade, you know, carpeting. That's they make carpeting, and they call it KB Crafts. Fight the Fight is they've been with us several years, and they're naturally they're a fundraiser themselves, and we're really happy to have them. And we have stained glass, and there's another new one would be Chef Dick's Barbecue. They're going to sell their barbecue sauce and Swarovski jewelry, and then also one of the new one this year is Wright's Floral. He puts together a lot of different types of floral arrangements, and there's really some nice things that he does. And we have our youth folks that come back. Let's see, we have Avon, and then we have Pampered Chef, and Watkins Products. And there's some other jewelry items and candle makers and some woodworking stuff that's there. That kind of makes up a pretty good portion of it.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned a little bit earlier that the Randy's Market, and you have a pretty good lunch there. Are there food items for sale, say, besides lunch items, or is that just the food is the lunch?
Well, what we have is it's just the lunch that we put together. We sell sandwiches and of course desserts. Our group, you know, everybody kind of bakes up a little bit of stuff for desserts and, We just kind of feel that, you know, for really what we do is you can have a sandwich and either a side with it, you know, chips, or we usually have some potato salad and a soda for like $5 for a meal. And they're very generous portions that we have. And usually in the last several years, we've sold out over lunchtime with the food that we've had. By quarter after 12:30, we're usually sold out of food already, which we figure, well, it must be pretty good because everybody enjoys it, you know.
And again, the event is from 9 until 2.
We've got 9 until 2. We put that down. I'm usually there I'm there awful early so the vendors can set up. But our doors are usually open around 8 or between 8 and 8:30. So, you know, some folks like to come a little bit early. And if the folks continue to come in and look at the items, you know, and see what's there, we have not a problem about staying a little longer. So, I mean, staying there after 2 o'clock, that we can do that also.
I know you have this year's fair put together. As far as the people who come, as you say, there's new ones and the returning ones. How do you actually get these people? Do you advertise early, or what do you do to maybe attract more vendors, say, for the upcoming year?
Well, what we've learned is we advertise in the buzz and with WSMI that gives us the air time, and then we do with Madison Communications. We run in their 24-hour, and usually we begin at the. I learned that if you have to send these contracts out early, you start in about the middle of January. Most people that do this vending, from what I understood, they kind of book their year, you know, a whole year ahead. And then we have a lot of folks who just call. They see these advertisements in all the local papers that the person that does their advertising for us, Lynn, she puts this in all, I guess, every area paper that's in a couple counties. So I've had people from, we have people from Highland and from Wood River and from Divernon and Hillsboro. And, I mean, I was surprised at how many people, you know, actually see this stuff and want to come. I had one person from Barrie, Illinois, which is about 25 miles west of Jacksonville, that called. Unfortunately, we've had to turn away probably 10 to 12 vendors because we filled up and we couldn't, you know, get any more in there into the hall. Yeah, so we, you know, as I say, it's the advertising really helps. It really helps us a lot. And these, like I said, these vendors want to come back. They always say, just make sure you let us know, you know, send us a contract. So we're really tickled about that.
Build Bonneld is, it used to be called Build Bonneld Committee, but Build Bonnells is an organization that functions to promote Bonneld itself and has other activities that go on throughout the year and also help with things within Bonneld. Could you just talk about that a little bit in an overall aspect?
Whatever the money that we make on our doings or functions, we try to put it back into town. Well, I think people know there's a little park here, and we put a gazebo up there, and we've purchased tables for the Civic Center, new tables, and we're in the process of the city police are looking to get body cameras, and we're deciding on just how much we can donate to them to help them purchase their new body cameras. As I say, we some of the functions we try to have. We had a dance, a tribute to the Coliseum Ballroom. Taros, as most folks around here know it. We really had a fantastic turnout. In fact, we wish we did have a venue to put it in, but it turned out really well, and everybody enjoyed it. And I think a lot of folks are wanting to see this done again, and it's something that we're trying to plan if we can get it to work out right.
Finally, if you'd like to remind everybody of the date, time, and place, go right ahead.
Okay, we are in Bonneld. It's at the Bonneld Civic Center, and it's Saturday, May the 7th, the day before Mother's Day, and the doors will be open from the actual hours are 9 to 2, but we'll be there earlier, and we'll stay longer if anybody wants to continue looking, and we sure appreciate all the vendors that come, and we really appreciate all the folks that come and visit us to see if there's something that they might like to purchase.
Norm Emmons, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you much, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.